Beitza Perigimel Mishnah Vav 3:6. This Mishnah will consider two topics. The first is the restrictions on commercial activity on Yom Tov, and the second is the restriction of using weights and measures, a scale, on Yom Tov. So, regarding commercial activity, the prohibition is rabbinic in nature. One can't do commercial activity called mekach u'memkar, selling and buying things. And that's really rabbinic in nature, but it's an old, very old rabbinic enactment. You already see in Sefer Nehemiah that Nehemiah chastised the people for doing business on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that was rabbinic in nature, either based on the pasuk, famous pasuk in Yeshaya in the context of Hilchos Shabbos. It's a Perek Nunches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, 58:13, where it says, V'chibadatu ma'asos d'ra'achecha, you'll honor Shabbos from refraining from doing your normal course of activities, memtzo chetcha v'daber davar, whether it's actually, you know, seeking out your material needs for commercial activity or even speaking about those kind of things. So that's the pasuk of Derabanan from Yeshaya. Rashi learns, interestingly, that it's a Derabanan as a gezeira, lest one come to write down like contracts or receipts or IOUs and the like. Whatever the case, it's certainly usher midrabbanan to do any commercial activity on Yom Tov, but the restriction is only if it has the guise of like buying and selling things. But actually, to do the actual acquisition is not restricted necessarily. So the context of our Mishnah is we have people who want to buy an animal to eat its meat from the butcher on Yom Tov. So the way it worked in the time of the Mishnah was they didn't have refrigeration, and therefore the animals were kept alive. We already learned that you could do shechita on Yom Tov because that's necessary for the day. You can't do it beforehand, it'll go spoil. So what do you do with the whole animal? So the way that the butchers worked is they didn't sell an animal until all of the meat was spoken for. So what happened is, you know, four guys would get together and they'd say, we're going to divide this animal four ways. Each of us will put in, you know, $10 for $40, and we'll give it to the butcher, and, you know, we'll buy the $40 animal and divide it up four ways. That's the way things worked. So on Yom Tov, the essential prohibition is you can't talk about the financial negotiations. You can't say, we'll each put in $10 or the cost is $40 and we'll divide it so-and-so way. That you cannot do. But the actual, taking a live animal and slaughtering it, even if it starts out being the possession of the butcher, and then it's transferred to the people who will be eating it, and then to kind of take it on credit and come back after Yom Tov and resolve the issue to pay exactly what their fish share is, that would be permitted. So the specific issur here is talking about and negotiating the payment. That's what can't be done. And therefore, the truth is, by the way, although Nish will talk about the case of people going to buy as a group, and we'll focus on the group, can't do the financial negotiations on Yom Tov itself. The truth is, it's true even by a single person. A single person would not be able to go into a butcher and say, I'll take that whole sheep now, that he could say, but he can't say, and I'll pay you $40 for it. That part, or how much does it cost, that part they cannot discuss. They just have to resolve the money part of it after Yom Tov. Again, the Isser Derabanan, for the reasons we said before. And therefore the Mishnah says, Ein nimnin ala behema l'chachila b'Yom Tov. You can't start. Now, nimnin means to how they will divide up the animal, register on the animal. L'charchila b'Yom Tov means you can't do it on Yom Tov, meaning you can't do the pisuk damim, you can't do the negotiations of how to pay for it and how you'll divide up the costs on Yom Tov. That you can't do. Aval nimnin malea me'erev Yom Tov, what you could do is before Yom Tov happens, you could negotiate and say, listen, we want a $40 animal, we'll each put $10 in, that's fine. And then, if you did it beforehand, on Erev Yom Tov, b'shochatin u'machalkin b'nehen, they could go up to the butcher and say, as per yesterday's discussions, we want our animal now. And the animal, based on those discussions from yesterday, he indeed could take the animal, shecht it, divide it four ways, and take the money after Yom Tov. So as long as the discussions about the money happen before Yom Tov, everything's going to be okay. Which really means, in truth, if they would show up on Yom Tov and essentially just say, and they knew each other, they could get the animal now and negotiate the payments after Yom Tov. That would also be acceptable. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, the second part of the Mishnah wants to discuss the allocation of the meat. So really what is happening here in terms of conceptually, we're focused on the Isser Durabanan of using weights and measures on Yom Tov. So this is forbidden to use, a scale, on Yom Tov or Shabbos for sure. But even on Yom Tov, where this would be room to use it, for the case we said, for example, dividing the meat up, still it's forbidden. And the reason why is another Isser Durabanan of Uvdin Dechol. Uvdin Dechol means that this is like considered a weekday activity and not appropriate for Yom Tov or Shabbos. So therefore, we're not using scales. Now remember, the way they used scales to weigh things in the time of the Mishnah, there were these pan balances. You've seen pictures, I'm sure, all over the place. If you haven't actually seen one in real life, it's balanced in the middle. There's two pans on either side. You put what you want to weigh in the one pan, and you put items of known weight in the other. And when they kind of meet in the middle and it balances, then you figured out what the weight is of what's in the one pan that you wanted to weigh. So that's how they would weigh meat, for example. They put the meat on one side, they put the kilogram weights on the other side till it equaled out. So one can't do that on Yom Tov, nor Shabbos for sure, because of Uvdin Dechol, it's considered a weekday activity. So that being the case, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shokel Adam Basar Keneged HaKli, or Keneged HaKofetz. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, you're not allowed to weigh things in a conventional way because that's Uvdin Dechol, that's a weekday activity. What you could do is find something else. You could just get some random things. Kli means, get a shoe or something, or shoes, until the shoes equal the weight of the meat. And then after Yom Tov, you would weigh those shoes and find out what the shoes weighed and then pay for the meat based on the weight of the shoes. But that's a very mishuneh. It's an unusual way of doing the weighing, not a normal way. So he holds that would be okay because it's just Isser Durabanan, and in the context of with the shinui, would be permitted. A kofetz is like a cleaver. It's a big, heavy knife for cutting through meat with a bone. So that would be another kind of kli. So Rabbi Yehuda maters that because it's a shinui. But the Chacham Omrim Ein Mashkichen B'chaf Maznaim Kol Iker. They say, no way. You're not allowed to use a scale at all, meaning even in an indirect or, Mishnah unusual way. Totally forbidden. Now, Mashgichen means almost don't even look, don't take any interest, whatever, in the Chaf Maznaim. Chaf Maznaim are this pan, the scales of the pan balance. Now, Kol Iker, in any way, means even if you're not using the scale for weighing things, not only can you not put, shoes as a makeshift, as a ad hoc weight that you'll figure out later what they weigh, you can't even put the meat on the scale just to keep the, away from the rats on the floor or something. That you couldn't do because it looks like you're doing Uvdin Dechol, like you're weighing on the scales. So the point is, so long as the scale's set up in the way that you weigh things in its place, you can't put things on the scale for any reason, even not for weighing on the scale, weighing the meat on the scale. So that'll be the halacha l'maisa, like the chachamim. That's a din there, that although you can take things on credits on Yom Tov, you cannot discuss the payments or the prices at all on Yom Tov in any way, and you cannot use a scale in any way, even just a pan balance scale, even to put things for safekeeping.